Immigrants have long been the backbone of restaurant kitchens. Now they're winning recognition at the highest levels of the U.S. culinary industry. The James Beard Awards for chefs and restaurants, the so-called Oscars of the food world, are set for Monday. And more than half of the finalists are immigrants or children of immigrants, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
In the kitchen at Kalea in Philadelphia, Chef Nok Chutatip Santaranan shows off the newest item on the menu. Dumplings shaped like little birds.
The beak made with pepper and the filling made with cod, caramelized cod.
The filling starts with steamed codfish that's pounded into a paste with palm sugar, garlic, shallot, radish, and cilantro. Santaranan can trace the flavors on her menu all the way back to her childhood in southern Thailand.
I grew up helping my mom making curry paste to sell in her little shop in the market. So I knew all that recipe by heart.
Santaranan did not know exactly how diners would react when she opened Kalea 4 years ago. With her uncompromising approach to the flavors and the heat of Southern Thai cooking. But the restaurant has thrived, and Santaranan has been nominated 3 times for an award from the James Beard Foundation.
I know my food is good. Once we present it with authenticity, just like being true to yourself and the flavors, I think people would feel the honesty about it.
Immigrants have always been well represented in the James Beard Awards, but not like this year. Immigrants and children of immigrants from all over the globe make up a majority of the finalists in the chef and restaurant categories. There are at least 2 explanations for this. To some extent, it's a reflection of how the awards themselves are changing. The James Beard Foundation canceled the awards in 2020, officially because of the pandemic, but also reportedly because of concerns about a lack of diversity among the top vote-getters. When the awards returned last year, they looked very different.
We refocused on what is the purpose of these awards. It's to award excellence, and excellence can look like anything, right?
Dawn Padmore is the vice president of awards at the James Beard Foundation. She says the mission of the awards has shifted, adding a focus on racial and gender equity and sustainability. And the voting process has changed, too, with a broader mix of voices. Still, Padmore thinks there's another explanation for why immigrant chefs from beyond Europe are doing so well, the food.
There's an appetite, I think, in terms of consumers to try these different kinds of cuisines. And I also think that a lot of chefs, maybe the younger generation, feel like they can just express their culture, their background in a more direct manner.
I grew up mostly in Senegal, West Africa, and it was there I learned about, you know, my culture and my cuisine.
Serene Mabe was born in Harlem, but spent much of his childhood in Senegal. He's nominated for Best Emerging Chef at his restaurant Dakar Nola in New Orleans. Mabe says he's glad to see more recognition for immigrant chefs, particularly from Africa.
People cannot deny our existence. You know, it's great that it's happening now, but I think that it should have been happening for years.
It's not just big coastal cities and foodie destinations where immigrant chefs are thriving. The James Beard Award finalists this year include a Laotian restaurant in Oklahoma City, a Lebanese chef in Salt Lake City, and a Peruvian restaurant in West Hartford, Connecticut.
Our food is traditional, and they can have a little bit of brew here in Connecticut.
Macarena Ludena is the head chef at Cora Cora. Her parents opened the restaurant in 2011 and named it after the town in the mountains of Peru where they had lived. Ludena says it's still hard to get the right ingredients in New England.
It's called ají amarillo and ají panca. It's the kind of chili peppers that we need to start our cooking. So we don't have the spices. It's not going to be authentic Peruvian food.
Now this restaurant in a former McDonald's is famous for its ceviche and lomo saltado, proof that immigrants are still changing what America eats. Joel Rose, NPR News.